Welcome to the Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams, and thanks again for joining me on the Authority of Love broadcast here on WJMM 99.1 FM, Central Kentucky Christian Radio. Now, last week, we went through a series of somewhat difficult, uncomfortable, and yet rich one another's that we are called to obey and following through out of our love for Christ and His overflowing and unending love for us. What He is telling us in His Word as to how we are to love one another is exactly what His love for us entails. Don't miss this. And if you missed any of yesterday's or the previous week's or any of those episodes, you can go back and listen or find them and share them with others at WJMM.com. Click the podcast tab over on the right side, and then the Love and Lordship links, you'll get today's and the previous 2 days' messages. But then you can also get those and many more videos and podcasts and articles. Again, articles have scripture text linked, so that's extremely important. And I ask you to search those and study those, and not only for your own growth and maturity, but also to double check and make sure that I'm teaching according to God's Word. So you can find those there at loveandlordship.com. And you can contact me at loveandlordship, all spelled out and together, loveandlordship@gmail.com. So I look forward to that, and thank you for those that have done so. Appreciate connecting and engaging with you, the questions, the encouragement, the comments. Thanks so much. Now, while over the previous couple of days, we had a couple of related one another's, signifying the importance that the Holy Spirit placed on us being obedient and willing to bear with others in their struggles and trials, and even when they fail to do so with us, and then to forgive one another as a foundational command to be able to love as Christ loves us, as God loves us in Christ and in the Holy Spirit. In today's episode, we have somewhat of a repeat, although the previous one another that was very similar, or almost the same as this, was one that most of us found uncomfortable to share with others, in that we were called to speak or encourage with songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. If you remember, again, last week, if you were listening, or go back and check that out as I shared a moment ago. We also talked about how that can be done much more easily today, and perhaps with less embarrassment for those of us who may not be able to carry a tune in a bucket, as they say, right? By simply finding and sharing some great songs to refresh and bless, to speak to and to lift up others through the digital and mobile media. Yes, there are a lot of bad uses of the social media today, but that's not the problem of social media, that's the problem of users. So why don't we as Christians, as Christ followers, as His disciples, use it for that which is good? What a great way to lovingly obey our Lord and love others. Now, there's more to that command in the same verse, as we are called to impart wisdom and do so by having the Word of God, the Word of Christ, dwell richly in us. Now, we're going to unpack more of this verse in today's one another, because it is imperative that we are able to both follow through on this and allow others to do the same with us. In another part of Paul's letter to the Colossian church, he exhorts believers to not only speak and encourage through song, but as we study and mature in God's Word and the wisdom found only therein, we are commanded to teach one another. Let me read that to you. Colossians 3, 16, part A. Let the Word of Christ richly dwell within you with all wisdom, teaching one another. As we continue with our one another's in loving, sharing, and working out God's plan for the body of Christ, Paul has more for us in his letter to the Church of Christ here at Colossae. In Colossians 3:16, which I just mentioned and read for you, it involves us sharing with one another truth and wisdom that come directly and only from God's Word. He literally tells us to make sure it's dwelling deeply and richly within us so that we can teach it to others. Remember, loving one another has to do with helping each other grow in Christ. Paul states in Ephesians 4, 14 through 16, that this comes about both individually and collectively as we speak the truth in love. That would obviously be a key part of what we teach to one another. So, teaching each other and being willing to be taught by each other is a major part of us growing as disciples and together as Christ Church. This is partially done as we gather to hear messages from preachers and teachers and classes or whatever that may be, but that is not nearly enough, and that's a huge downfall of today's church. Yes, it's a downfall that we... I talk to people in trouble all the time, men and couples and marriages and families. And when I ask them, are you a Christ follower? Yes. What does that look like for you? Invariably, the answer consists of one, two, or all three of these. Well, we go to church regularly or fairly regularly. We serve whenever we can, and we give. Now, I've shared this before. Those are three really good things. But that's not what it means to be a disciple of Christ. And we've got to teach each other and encourage and challenge each other to go deeper. This is evidenced by our culture where our churches have allowed folks to simply come, sit, and hear a 20 to 60 minute message, depending on how much pressure they get from the board, who gets out quick enough to get to the dining places, right? Whatever the case may be there, and think that that's getting the job done. We are losing the culture wars at every turn because we are not teaching to make disciples who make disciples of Jesus Christ who can stand in the face of this pagan culture. Notice that this command is not given specifically to preachers and teachers, although there is gifting and command specifically for them in other parts of Scripture. This command is to all believers and is crucial to us being disciples who make disciples, fulfilling, one of the most important commands in all of Scripture found in what we know as the Great Commission, Matthew 28, 19 and 20. In that text, Jesus even tells us why and how we can all make this happen, because as believers in Him, we are all given His authority to teach and disciple others in loving them in the body of Christ. Preaching in our weekend series is needed. Teaching is needed, but it's not enough. It is just the beginning of teaching. It's just the iceberg, if you want to say that, of discipleship, if you can even call it that. So my question is, how can God's word dwell in you richly with that little amount of preaching and teaching? Not only are we, all of us, to teach one another, but we must be humbly willing to be taught, as this is the flip side of this command. If we are all commanded to teach one another, then in love, we must be open to being taught by others who are doing the same thing. Let's teach one another and be willing to be taught by one another in line with God's word and by His Spirit to make disciples who make disciples in His love and by the power of His Holy Spirit. There are only two ways for God's word to dwell richly in us in order for us to be able to fulfill this one another command. The first is, one, spend time in studying God's word, not just reading it, although it begins there, but actually pursuing His will as you dive deep into and learn His truth. What is He saying? What was He saying then? How does that apply to me? How do I make sure not only it applies to me, but I apply it in teaching and discipling others? And the second is this. Be willing then to be teachable so others who have matured in His word more than you have can take you deeper and deposit His word more deeply in you. Now, there's actually a third way that is directly in line with and is a result of today's command. Number three, as you find His word going deeper and deeper into your heart, mind, and life, you love others by teaching them so it can go deeper into their hearts, minds, and lives. These all go together, and they're the only way that the word of God can and will dwell richly in us as we are willing to follow through on that command. Teach others and be willing to be taught by others. Personally, you follow through with your own studying of His word, going deeper, and then share it with others, and then be willing to receive it from the preachers, the teachers, and those who would disciple you. Only then are we able to be disciples who stand strong in the face of adversity and be the church against which the gates of hell cannot prevail or stand against. And we are not there right now. His true church is, but most of the church in America is not there. Now, in line with this powerful command, as I begin to wrap this up, I'm reminded of one of my favorite poems that Brother Wayne Smith used to share often, the founding pastor of Southland Christian Church in Lexington, Kentucky. Allow me to share, very short, but very poignant and powerful. Allow me to share it with you today. Preach the gospel, brother, preach it. Put it high where men can teach it. Interesting. You preach it, and then let's make sure that others are teaching it and going deeper, right? Put it low where men can reach it. But preach the gospel, brother, preach it. This is our message and our hope. All our preaching, teaching, and discipling must be rooted and founded in the cross and the tomb, in the redemption that we have in Jesus Christ, the sacrificial death of Christ and his victorious triumph in rising from the dead. This is our greatest teaching, and we must never think that anything else has the power to change lives for eternity. Food for thought. So, where are you when it comes to your obedience to this command? How are you doing when it comes to loving others by being willing to teach them and take them deeper in God's word of truth and love as it abides richly and deeply in you? What about allowing others to teach you and take you deeper? Four action items. Spend time with God in His word and prayer daily. Read and study the scriptures in this message as a way to start. Ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. Number three, be sure you have someone or more than one who is teaching you and pouring into your life, allowing you to grow and mature. And then as you do so, number four, be sure you are teaching and pouring and discipling the word and the life of Christ into others. I pray that you are being obedient to God and His word through the authority of Christ and the power of His Holy Spirit in you. Remember, He will never lead you where His grace, truth, and love cannot sustain you. So every one of these one another's is doable and much needed if we are to be His witnesses, disciples, and His church in this broken and hurting world. Join us tomorrow as we wrap up, continue in this week with another informative and likely maybe a little provocative again, one another, as we found out many of them are, because we can't do them just in our flesh. Check it out and keep coming back and invite your family, friends, loved ones, and even enemies to join us so all will have the opportunity to know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Now again, you can check out more at loveandlordship.com. There's a place to give there near the upper right, a give tab. Click on that as the Lord leads you, and it'll take you a minute or two to give one time or ongoing. Thank you so much for any gifts. And know that every one of them are tax deductible. There in the middle of the homepage is our book, The Authority of Love, second edition. If you'd like to get a copy of that, review it and leave a review at Amazon or just let me know. loveandlordship@gmail.com. loveandlordship@gmail.com. So thank you as you're led to do that. And if it's not us, keep praying until the Lord shows you where you might give and join Him in the kingdom work. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day, and God bless in Christ. Stay tuned for my good friend Bill Reeser, an encounter coming up right now. And at 12:45, another great friend, Greg Horn, and Hope is here. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to The Authority of Love.